Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
That's the song, cool, yo. I love that.
Back. Oh, yeah, that's that Takeoff and Hot Rod, Loose Cannon, out of Orlando, yeah. Florida. That's why that's my intro.
Man,
I know this song.
That joint go hard.
I'm really thinking, like, okay, I need to get my own intro song, right? I got to stop using this stuff. But, you know, it just.
It's dope. It's dope. It grew on me. It grew on me over time. Like, I just associated with the show so much. So, shout out to that artist. You know what I'm saying? They did their thing with that, y'all. I like that.
Loose Cannon, Takeoff, Loose Cannon, Hot Rod, Orlando, Florida. Shout out to y'all. Welcome back. What's up, co-host? What's happening?
Yo, I'm good. You know what? You know, we gave people a chance to miss us for a minute. So, you know, we got a chance to get refreshed. So, it's all good.
Right. It was last minute, guys. So, don't think like, but salute to everybody that's tuning in to this show. We in over 30 countries. When I look at these countries that's tuning in, like, you know, places that I've never, places that I've never even imagined would be tuning into this show. It's tuning into this show, listen to the real talk, listen to the bullshit, listen
to
the jokes.
Listening to everything that we got going.
And I appreciate everybody.
This is black culture
at
its finest, people. Tune in and listen.
Right. This is something like I never expected this show to grow in this manner, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in. We weren't here last week, but y'all didn't stop. Y'all still was listening to shows, past shows. I see some people was listening to show like 12 shows ago. I don't know what it was.
Yo, we got a nice little catalog now. You know what I'm saying? The catalog is
right,
long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Word up. That's
go to
facts.
The archives. We got like about 60 plus shows on there. Jaw dropping shows,
exactly.
Awesome guests. You know, we do
true.
This.
We
do
got
this
more stuff coming
situation.
Up.
And it's planning out, man. Like, oh man,
it
so,
is coming together.
It's just a lot. Like, how was your week? I can't even say how was your 2 weeks because we didn't talk.
How was my 2 weeks? My 2 weeks was chill. Like, you know, like you got ups and downs of life, and you know, you just gotta roll with the flow, man. Because like I've been planting a lot of seeds, and like I'm starting to see growth. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a while. It's like, damn, like yo. But then when you start to see that flower sprout up out the ground, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how I kind of feel. And shout out to Cleveland. I love Cleveland, but. Like, Brooklyn is starting to be so much a part of me, you know what I'm saying? Especially since I've been doing, like, my real estate. I just really, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I'm all around. I'm you know, just learning the neighborhoods more and more. And then just my base of where I'm at, just seeing, like, the growth and just the people. And it's cool, you know what I'm saying? I've just been taking it all in. And this summer I really got a chance to just really – because time, like, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but time is – it's so valuable. You know what I'm saying? So what I just want to preach to people tonight too a little bit is just like find something that you love to do. I mean, I know it's kind of hard balancing the monies and stuff like that, but get your time back. You know what I'm saying? Don't be – I mean, a 9-to-5 is cool. I know you got to pay the bills and stuff like that, but try to get some of that freedom back. You know what I'm saying? Because time is worth it. You know what I'm saying? To be able to just do what you want to do, kind of relax and just kind of go at your own pace and vibe.
That's crazy that you're touching on that because actually I was going to touch on the same exact thing. Like, you know, like, so, like I left corporate America in February, actually in July of last year, but officially in February. And when I left, mm-hmm. I said, there's no way that I'm going back into corporate America. And the challenge was hard. And sometimes we speak things into existence. We say, this is what we want to do, and it may get hard, you know, it may be some curves in the road, but if you really stick to it and stick it out, you will get what it is that you want. I officially cut ties with the company after the whole lawsuit and everything like that, I cut ties and I said, okay, I can officially look because I couldn't get hired on to another job until that was done. And so once that was finished, I said, I'm never going back into corporate America. I don't fit in. My personality is too big. And I said to myself, well, I have to have a steady income because I'm a mother, I have kids, I have a mortgage, I have all of these things.
True.
But it'll be a work-from-home job, so I can still work on what it is that I want to do. And that was my claim. And it took me a minute. But I just, finally got my work from home situation. Like, and it drugged me to the end, like to the point where
like,
you know the income that
I
was making, I was spending my money that I had put up. I wasn't even replacing the money because what I was doing wasn't you know.
That's gonna get real.
And so
I get it.
Testimony. Like you have to stick to what it is that you want to, what it is that you're doing in order to get to where you're going. Consistency is key. We've been at this for over a year now. Well, it was April made a year that we've been at it on this show. But, you know, I was at it a couple months on a different network prior to now. So consistency. Mm-hmm. We're over 30 countries right now. Consistency. I can't stress that enough. Like, it can get hard, but you just can't give up.
You got to keep going through.
I was doing that last week, doing all of the whole, you know, new hire situations and stuff. Like, I'll work from home, but I'm not going into anybody's office. I'm not doing all of that. I'm not.
And now with technology, you know, you can do that. That's what's cool about it, especially because, you know, and I get you, too. You got two young ones, too, but you want to be there for them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I have kids. I have projects that I have on the table, some really huge projects, might I add. Oh, my God, I cannot even, like, you know, I can't talk about it, but just, oh, my God. Like, that's, oh, my God. I started in the motions for, to release this book. I'm co-writing. I'm going to be co-authoring with somebody. And this individual has 50 books out already. And it's like, it's so amazing because this is one of my biggest projects that I've thought of, you know. And, you know, when I tell you guys, you know, and it'll probably be once, right before I release the, I have to release the cover. I have to release the book cover first because we have to lock in the name and all that stuff. But, of course, this, we already chose the name and all that stuff, but we got to lock it in before I release it.
New heat coming to the streets.
Oh, man, it is amazeballs. You understand me? This book, you're going to be able to pre-order it. It's a really huge deal. This tea right here, man, it may be too hot for a lot of people to handle, but I don't know.
I'm all about pushing the envelope, too.
I'm ready.
I'm going to start pushing the envelope a little bit more on this show, too. You know what I'm saying?
Push
the envelope. Like, it's
pushed it, flipped it off of the desk, burnt it, and everything.
You know, and I got a segment. I think I'm going to premiere towards the end of the show. And I'm going to try to fly. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, why not speak stuff into existence? So stay tuned at the end of the show. I got, like, a top 10 list that I'm going to rock with. And I'm going to kind of, like, rock with it over the weeks and see how that goes. See the type of feedback I might get on that. But yeah, that's what's up. Like,
all right, man. Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
I'm doing like I've been dabbling. If you follow me on social media, I've been dabbling over the last 6 months of like giving back, right? And like I've always helped others. Right. I've always helped others, but I'm finding my niche. I'm finding my purpose and I've been catering a lot to single mothers. Just trying to enable and help single mothers. I don't talk about my story much. You know, people may feel like it's taboo when you talk about your story, your journey, because it may make somebody else look bad. But, hey, listen, they don't care about how you look or how you feel when they're doing this to you. So I'm actually working on something in reference to that, just the stage for single mothers to be able to vent, for single mothers to be able to just have somebody to talk to. There's going to be giveaways for single mothers as well.
That is something really near and dear
to my heart, and that will definitely be premiering before the end of this year. So every month, if you see my Instagram, I do a lot of posting and deleting. But if you see my Instagram, I'm always like, hey, well, this is what's going on tonight. And it's random. I may say, well, the last one was what? Let me, for the single mothers, let me buy you and your kids pizza. Or let me buy you and your kids dinner for the night. You know, it's Friday. You're tired. You know, we go through a lot as single mothers.
Y'all do.
I've really been just stepping out. Instead of being angry about my situation and being bitter about my situation, I'm going to use it as a platform to enable
that.
Others
take that energy.
Can't speak on it, that can't do, you know, what it is that I'm doing, you know, like that go out and they feel intimidated. They may think that it's okay and they went to a show and had a baby from a rapper or athlete or somebody, and you taking care of this baby on your own because you scared of him or you scared of what may come to you, or you just got a local boyfriend and he just not doing. I actually want to be able to provide you all of the resources for whatever state that you're in to give you help in your area and to direct you in the right path. My child's father is a rapper, and we are at war, and a lot of this is at war. And I've been, like, I may say something and then I delete it, you know, because, you know, I don't have the energy to be negative anymore. And that's the wrong way to go about it. I told him I'm going to use this as a platform to help other people because, like, it keeps happening because we overlook it and we don't talk about it enough and we don't share it. And, you know, I would prefer to have a platform so everything is out in the open. You know, I'm an open book. I think about that a lot. And, I can't shield anybody else's feelings. I can't worry or try to cater to anybody else when no one's worrying or catering to me. So, you know, we may have a segment, and the segment is going to be dedicated to whatever the social medias, you know, are for this particular one right now. Single mothers, you can inbox me. Please don't start blowing up my inbox asking me for money. That is a no-go. That was blocked. Do that, yeah. Like, you know, the Word. Thing is empowerment. You know, enabling is True. Giving money. Empowerment is putting a person in position to get it on their own. And so, you know, granted, there are a lot of single mothers that are out here
that
don't put their self in the position that you just want somebody to give you. Honey, nobody gave
you.
Okay, exactly. I hustled from from the mud up, you know. And,
shout out to the hustlers.
You know, I appreciate the hustle that I have to go through because it just made me into the beast that I am today. That made me be able to handle a four-year-old, a three-month-old, you know, a whole house, a business, a couple of businesses, and, you know, and still try to maintain a steady income. But I don't complain because, you know, I'm able to do it. So why? So, yeah, that stay tuned. You know, I got a couple projects that's like in the fire. They're not even being thought about. They're actually in the fire right now. And, you know I don't want to down nobody. But, you know, I just think that it's a message that got to be told because everybody's always pointing a finger and saying, oh, well, why you do this and why you do that? But, you know, somebody got to take heed and listen and grow from it, you know?
And, yeah, it's all about having dialogue, you know?
So and I still don't want to be his enemy. Like, I want to figure out how to work it out. But, you know,
how to
you
work
did
it out.
This
yeah.
speed, so, you know, it's going to be, we have to figure it out. So,
that's
that's my world. Like, super busy.
It's a good mind to have with that.
Super busy lately. And, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. So as Mo Benz was saying, look, no matter what you do, right, you got to have a steady income. Don't let anybody tell you, okay, don't go work for nobody, because that will leave you broke, choked up with nothing.
True.
You have to work, okay, in order to get what you're doing. But you got to go into overdrive in order to be able to accomplish your dreams. So me, I didn't go get a job that was going to take a lot for me. I went and got a job that I could maintain my bills with. I went and got a job that was strictly to pay my bills, right? I got another side hustle that will supply everything else that I did. So with this job being as simple as it should be, this is like, okay, I'm still going to have the energy. I'm still going to have the go to do what I got to do. So, you know, just understand the comment that he's making. Don't say I'm not going to work for anybody, because you always got to have some type of income. As a woman, you should always have an income. You should never, ever not have an income. You are a woman. You got to handle your business. Like, nothing.
You don't want to be dependent on anybody.
God, yeah, can't be one of those women.
Yeah.
So that's how my week, that's how my couple of weeks have been. And like I said, I'm going to do a segment. And I'm really going to open up the floor, and I'm going to tell you guys who I'm talking about. And I'm going to do all of that stuff because, you know, it just, this is what I'm going to do. So
I'll figure out
what segment it's going to be, and it's going to be a very ideal segment, and you'll kind of know because I'll tell you. I'm opening up about my story in this segment. So, yeah, pretty dang on cool. So, last week, we were supposed to talk about social media, right? And, we're going to kind of combine the two topics. I just kind of upgraded the topic. But it was something like, you know, women, do you think men take you serious when you're naked on social media, right? And that goes in a couple of different aspects. And tonight we're saying, you know, how does social media affect your potential or current relationship? Which I think they really kind of go hand in hand with each other. So we'll be talking in reference to all of this good stuff, trying to figure out what you guys think and where do you stand. And we're going to give you our point of views on the situation. Again, thank everybody for tuning in constantly. The show is growing. I appreciate you. Mo appreciates you. I know he does. I can read his mind.
I do. I definitely do. Shout out to all the listeners, man. I love all y'all, man. Keep in tune, man. That's what's up.
30 countries, I would have never imagined. I would have never imagined. So as long as I keep being real and keep being open, I think that I'll continue to go.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it 100.
Tell all your friends. Like, tune in. She's crazy. She talks the real talk.
Tell a friend.
Okay,
tell
cool.
a friend. Word.
So listen. I'm gonna give this story, right?
Okay.
And
story time. That's what's up. That's what everybody check in. This is story time. Miss Lovely Black. Tune in. Like, let's get to the bottom of it.
I can't get the name because it's not my story.
Okay.
But it's going to tie into our topic tonight, right?
And
I just want to know. So there's, okay, we're going to say her name is Kathy, right? Say Kathy. So Kathy, she has a son. She has kids. And, you know, the father to her kids, you know, they're cool, but they're no longer together. So Kathy sees, okay, the father of her kids' name going to be Keith, okay? And then Kathy sees Keith's good friend. I'm going to call him Joe. And Joe got money, you know, Keith got money. But because Kathy and Keith aren't, you know, where they were, Kathy feels like it's okay to sleep with Joe. So it was like, okay, I'm just going to sleep with him one time because I want to see what it feels like. So, you know, he's on his social media, he's on your social media, y'all looking at situations and so on and so forth. He see you turning up, you know, you see he bossed up, you know, cool. So you sleep with him one time and you thought that was going to be it, but that wasn't it. So Kathy and Joe starts to communicate and deal with each other for, you know, a couple months, you know. And then Keith, he's ready to come back into the picture with Kathy, right? So Kathy's like, yeah, you know, I think that that's who I'm supposed to be with. You know, I think that's who I'm going to end up with. But Kathy's kind of caught up on Joe, the best friend. So I'm like, how are you going to play that? And here's my thing to Kathy. Kathy, Joe is not going to take you serious because you are his best man's baby mama. Joe is going to have a good friendship with you. Joe is going to sleep with you, but he is not going to take you serious. Then, to me, if you're on social media and you butt naked and you busting it open and you doing all of these things, right, I don't think that men actually take you serious. Men see you, they want to sleep with you. They want to be cool with you. They want to be your friends. You got men that's their fetish. They're going to send you money, all of that. Take you serious, wife you. I, myself, don't think so. Now, here's why. When I did porn, I made it my business to not enter into a relationship because I knew that it wasn't going to be serious. I knew that they weren't going to take me serious, and I wasn't going to take him serious because I'm like, dude, I go and I have – I shoot for a living. This is how I make my money. You know, you're going to feel like you can do whatever you want to do. I steered away from that. Now, me, you know, you go to my Instagram now, I'll put up, you know, pictures. I'll put up dancing videos. I'm never naked. You know, I'm covered up. I have on a two-piece or something like that. You go to my Instagram, I got a video up with me dancing in a blue net dress right now. And, you know, I'm covered up. You really can't see nothing. And I feel like it's okay because dancing is good. Dancing is good for your soul. It's a great place. It's, you know, it comes from a great place, right? But it's when you start getting explicit and being over, like, if that's your niche and that's your area, you got to do what you got to do. But I think as ladies, you have to understand that what you put on the internet never comes down. And, you know, if you're butt naked, if you're doing this and you're doing that, I don't think that a man is going to take you serious to that point, to that extent. Like, you know, you got some men that will, but the situation ain't what you think it is. It's definitely not what you think it is. And, you know, women have to deal with certain things. So from that story, how you're on social media. And whenever you close out the show, you always say, keep it discreet on my Instagram, Twitter, it's fair game, right? Mm-hmm. You're very respectful. Exactly. You got, you know, people on your Instagram page you follow through.
Yeah.
Your wife. That's your wife. You know she's for you. He's like, I know this girl. You know she's for you. Could your wife be dancing with a thong on Instagram? She's your wife. She at home with you, though.
Yeah. Me personally, like, I'm not judging. You know, let me just say that first and foremost. But me personally, no. Like, you know, my wife is for me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to, you know, that for me, nah. Like, I'm not with that if that's my wife. Now, if it's, you know, just a person that I'm kicking with, we cool, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, maybe a friend with benefits situation or a, you know, any other situation, it's all good. But even a girlfriend, I probably wouldn't even, nowadays, in my mentality now, even a girlfriend, maybe I wouldn't even care. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what she do. I know it's a new time that we live in now. We in the millennial social media digital age, so it's just a new wave. So now, but once you become my wife, then, like I said, we got a business together. So in any business, you know, you gotta just look at it like marriage is a business. And then, like I said, once you have kids, it's a corporation. So if you've been following me, if you've been listening to this to the show, I've always stated that. So now we just gotta put out what's good business for us. You know what I'm saying? So if you have my last name, it's a certain image that I want to portray. Now, like I said, I don't want to get caught up in image and stuff like that because, you know, all that can go out the window. It's just, you know, like, I don't want to be fake, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that because, you know, like I said, I don't want to put out this image and I'm totally different. But at the same time, you know, with social media, I want to – you still kind of control your image of how you want to be portrayed, you know what I'm saying? So speaking to that, like, as my wife, no. But any other aspect, you know, it's whatever. But as my wife – nah, I really wouldn't want to have a thong and dancing and stuff like that. But also, too, but let me clarify it this way, too, because that's not my wife's personality. So I know I would never, ever have to deal with that. But maybe if I was dating somebody else and I knew that was their personality, maybe I would look at it a different way. But, you know, that's kind of how I feel about that. And then also, too, let me ask you this question, man. I was following it very closely. Joe and Kathy, you know, they got their thing on the side, but doesn't know about Joe, right?
Correct. He don't know that Joe and Kathy, you know, turning up
man,
in the intro.
That's his homeboy. That's like his best homeboy too, right? Wow.
Right.
Okay. All right. So yeah, right. So that's my stance on that. So what you think about what I said?
So do you monitor what your wife put on social media?
No, because that's the good thing about that. It comes down to trust. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I like to, I try to live by the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. So I don't want my wife being all, like, all in my stuff and, you know, monitoring everything I do. Not to say that I'm doing anything, but she could maybe take it a different way. You know, I might be just doing something just for, like, you know, shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know. Whatever, not even mean nothing by it, but she might take it a different way. So what I'm getting at is, and I trust her, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you take this next step, as far as this is just some advice, you know, being a married person, before you take that next step, just know their DNA, you know what I'm saying? Know who you're getting into it with, you know what I'm saying? Who you're getting into
the
advice
with. Oh, yeah,
I
just said that. That's a part of my story, you got to know a person hard, and then you will know what they're capable of. A lot of times, the snakes, they hide they hide their heart. And
true.
Be mindful of the people that's going to always say, that's always saying it's somebody else's fault. You know,
true.
You got to be mindful of those
ownership.
People because you got to also look at the common denominator. It ain't everybody against you. It ain't you against the world. It's what are you doing? You know, so that is definitely a good clip. Okay, so here's my thing. Here's my point of view on the same question, right?
Okay.
Like I said, I love to dance. I love to, you know, I love the booty shake, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's where we come from. That's a part of our heritage. But I think it's not about what you do, it's how you do it, you know. And it has to be a man with a strong personality to be able to handle me, because I have a very strong and outgoing personality. And if you can't handle that, then you're not going to work. My heart is pure as gold. But I'm very outgoing, and you never know what it is that, you know, I'm going to pop off and I'm going to say. But there's limits that I will not push. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have been going the opposite direction of what everyone else said. Separate yourself from your past. Separate yourself from the past. And a lot of people are scared to do business with me on a certain level because, like, you know, they'll be like, you hear people say, oh, yeah, I did porn, but they never actually know to what extent until they go to looking you up. And then, you know, they go to looking me up, and they're like, wait, you really did porn. I was like, what other way is there to do it?
You
didn't take me serious because, you know, I was not Cherokee. But, you know, I had my own thing going. So I have actually lost deals based upon, you know, who I am. I really have, but I'm going to be honest with you. You have to be willing to accept that. And if you have your focus is on promoting your message and sticking to your brand, then stick to it. It's going to take a little longer, but this is, you know, everyone says, separate yourself from your past. Separate yourself from your past. And that's the way that everybody else goes. Because, you know, most of the people that you see that have made it, they've done something back in the day, or, you know, they used to maybe do acting on a different level. But they made it. They made it, right?
I just want to say this. Don't lose your train of thought. But the people who maybe had a checkered past or whatever, and they come through and they stick to their guns and they, like, you know, they live their truth. Once they do get accepted, it sets, like, those are the people that you respect even more because, you know, like I said, they did it their way. You know what I'm saying? Like, a good example of that, real quick, just, you know, because you just see, like, different celebrities because, you know, people are out there, so you can, you know, I can use them as a reference and you can see where I'm coming from. So, like, somebody like Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? This dude beat a murder case. You know, all type of stuff. His music was real, you know, gangster, you know what I'm saying, back in the day and all that other stuff. And now, you know what I'm saying, he weathered the storm and he's truly accepted he can be himself truly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that's just dope to me. When you, you know, been through the storms or whatever, had controversies or whatever, but you live your truth, and now you could just be yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
100%. So, yeah, that's what I meant by that. But go ahead.
Right. Yep. People are going to talk because people are going to be miserable. You have to stay true to yourself no matter what. Like, my purpose is to help others. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to have that voice. You don't really have too many women that have crossed over and really made something out of themselves that have done porn, because everyone switches up who they are. Everyone changes who they are to separate themselves, to, you know, be seen in a different light. And I think today's society, we are being accepted more and more. If they accept gay people, you got to accept somebody that did porn. Like, I mean, you know, they did what they had to do. They served their time. But, you know, Cardi B, I was mad at Cardi B for a while after she went off on Tammy the way she did, and Tammy was cracking jokes even though it was real.
Who's Tammy? Which one was Tammy?
Cardi B.
Tammy who?
Tammy, Bonnet Chronicles, Tammy.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know they had a thing.
When she was pregnant. But Cardi B said some of the really shit today. And it just goes to show you that people don't know how to accept real. She said, I was cleaning up my image. I was wearing the skirts down to my ankles. I was all covered up. I did what I did. She said, but you know what? Even after doing that, people still called me a hoe. They still called me a stripper. They still did what they did. So I posted a picture of me butt naked. Why the fuck am I going to change? I'm a nasty freak bitch. That's who I am. So I'm not going to change my image. When you still going to label me as you going to label me. Listen, I salute the fuck out of her for that. Salute the fuck out of her for that. Because guess what? I can have a conversation with people that I've been knowing. And you know, my homie said to me, he said, you know, you did porn. You know, you're a porn star. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm me. I'm a, you know, single
mother.
Yeah, you
got more than
strong
that.
Business
yeah,
owner.
Just, that's not
and,
the only
he
thing.
Said,
yeah.
And no, you did porn. So you'll always be known as a porn star. And I said, you know what? That's how you feel. But guess what? Here's the thing. You can never change anybody on how they feel. And all the comments on this blog was, oh, she's lost. Oh, she's crazy. Oh, she's this. Oh, she's that. The moral of the story is a motherfucker's going to have opinion. Just like they got an asshole. Who gives a fuck what somebody else think about you? You got to stop thinking. You got to stop worrying about what somebody else think and live in your truth. Living in my true moment is why I did porn. Living in my true moment is why I dance. Living in my true moment is why I'm a self-published book author. Living in my true moment is why I have just about everything that I have right now. Because I don't live worrying about what somebody else has to say. But in hindsight, sticking to the subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your social media, for me, your social media speaks volumes, right? And it has to be a strong-minded individual to deal with you if you turn on your social media, if you naked on your social media, if you doing all of these things on your social media, it has to be a strong individual. Check this point out, okay? You have women that are naked on their social media, Black China, Amber Rose, other women, just to name a few.
Yeah, those are two good examples.
Okay. Two good examples, though. They're naked on their social media. Kim Kardashian.
Another one, yeah.
These are
definitely.
People that cannot hold a relationship. Do you understand that Kim Kardashian is with Kanye West because Kanye West told the world that he was broke and she would lose like a motherfucker if she left Kanye? Do you see how her situation completely changed, how her lingo changed and everything when he told everybody that he was broke? She went and seen her attorney, and there was nothing else being said. Listen, Kylie Jenner is a billionaire, you know. They start donating money just so she can get over that mark. She had $900 and something million. She's a billionaire. Kim Kardashian has been out way longer than her. Kim Kardashian has way more investments. Do you not think Kim Kardashian is a billionaire? Do you hear them talking about Kim Kardashian's finances? No, because she had to switch her whole persona because she's going to lose if she divorces Kanye. She's not with Kanye because she wants to be with Kanye and keep having kids. She's with Kanye because she's stuck. Why not keep having kids? Understand this. These women are butt naked, butt booty naked on their social media, doing what they do, relationship out of relationship. Now, granted, this is the same thing that y'all hoes do. Y'all go from relationship to relationship, bounce from one person to the next person, sleep with whoever it is that you want to sleep with, do whatever it is you want to do, and you're not under a microscope. You're not under the public eye, right? So you can't really knock them, but the thing is that when you continue to go through relationship after relationship, there's an issue there with yourself that you got to stop and say, let me figure this out. Now, I mean, when I started back dating, like, I realized that I came off a little strong. And then I realized that I had some things that I needed to tie up because if one thing was going one way, you know, it would play out in my situation that I'm in. And that's not what I wanted. And, you know, that's something that I had to check immediately. Like, okay, wait a minute, I see this, you know, playing out, and, you know, this is not what I want to be. But if you're jumping from relationship to relationship, it's a problem. This is why we had this conversation about celibacy. I told you, I rode the celibacy train from last year, because I didn't want to keep jumping from relationship to relationship. That was a relationship that ended very poorly, and I wanted to make sure that I don't make the same mistake. And guess what? Now I'm a little too strong.
What's up?
Now I'm like, you know, I'm ready to have sex, and I can't, you know. And Kathy was like, you know, you haven't had sex because of you. And I said, no, it's not because of me. It's just because I want it to be right. It can't be just with anybody. It's got to be, you know, something that I'm going to invest some time in, somebody that is going to invest in me. And she says, well, if you really wanted it, you'll just deal with a random just to get it over with. Nobody will know. And I said, yeah, I've really grown because there's no way in hell that I'm finna go. There's no way in hell that I'm about to go and sleep with a random individual just to break the hiatus. Like, no.
Break the streak.
No,
okay. All right. That's what's up.
No, we're not going to do that. But okay. I feel like social media definitely plays a role. What you put on your social media is basically how men are going to perceive you. So if you on your social media, mm-hmm. Listen, I'm dressed on my social media. Since if you're on my Facebook, my family's on my Facebook page. I'm completely mm-hmm. dressed. But guess what? You see a chick in a summer dress with a big old booty. They still be mm-hmm. in my inbox. They still be going crazy. Like, I have to, listen, no, that's not going to happen. You know, I have to uninstall Messenger, put it back. They still at me, and I'm covered up. So I can only imagine how y'all inbox be when y'all butt naked on here, y'all booty clapping,
oh, yeah.
y'all, my dancing videos,
yeah.
I got on tights or, you know, a dress or something like that. I can imagine how y'all shit be looking. But even that, I know that these men are getting at me for the sole purpose to see what they can get. You know, that's the number one thing that's on a man's mind when he meets you. And if you are able to hold a conversation and be cool, then maybe, just maybe, you know, he'll be interested even further. So if you on social media, and you, I think it's just important that you pay attention to what you're putting on social media. If you live in a lifestyle, that's your lifestyle, and you don't care, great. But I think that there's too many women that's not living a certain lifestyle, that's not a model, that's not doing porn, that's not doing all this stuff, that's putting too much out there. Like, that's just my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think a man takes you serious at that point. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at the most infamous couple, Keisha Kayor and Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane didn't take Keisha Kayor serious at first. Yeah, she was a baddie, so he had her on his shoulder. When he got fucked up, she stood
yeah.
by his side and was down with him. Jeez. That's when
yeah.
he took her serious.
The glow up is better.
You know what I'm saying?
Gucci
now,
too, ever since
now
they
he,
got married, man. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, now
show,
he
man.
Takes
have a good woman in the corner.
Serious, and he let her, you
exactly
know, that. Dress how she want to dress because, you know, he like,
yeah.
you know, she ain't going nowhere.
It's solidified.
She, you know,
yeah.
she locked in.
Yeah.
But before, you know, he didn't
like
take her
couple.
Serious.
Shout out to them. Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. But
well,
when
that
he
was
saw
my,
that she was that she was down for him when he was, like, at his lowest level, you know, prison and all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. And then, you know, she had to be like, this is where I like, you know, women, you gotta take your hat off, you know what I'm saying, to a good woman, because I saw, like, I, you know, I follow Gucci Mane's career, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with Gucci. So to see how he used to be to how he is now, like, I gotta give a lot of respect to that woman, man. She, like, really, you know what I'm saying? Like, she really, you know,
dumbed
she,
him down.
She saw the potential. They saw the potential in each other, but she really saw the potential in him. That's just going to show you, like, yo, you know, and that's why he rewarded her. When I say rewarded her, I mean they rewarded each other. But that's why he, like, all right, you know, I'm a claim you. You know, I'm a wife you. You know what I'm saying? Because you stuck by me when a lot of people were shitting on me, thought I was crazy for getting a tattoo on my face. You know, he was all, you know, out of shape at the time and all that other stuff and going through his legal issues. And look at him now, man. Dude got chiseled up. You know, his music is effortless now. He's more respected as an artist. You know, you see him crossing over at the – I was watching the MTV Awards. He's, you know, he's throwing awards. His wife is looking at him on the side. They glowed up. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. And God, just to the women out there, guys respect that because, you know, like, it's hard. It's easy for a female to just catch you at your highest. You know, when you on top of your game. You know what I'm saying? I got money in the bank. I got my finances in order. My house is dope. My car, I'm riding clean. Of course, you're gonna get all types of applications. Women gonna be throwing applications at your feet. But when you want that come up, when you might be on a struggle a little bit, but it's the ones that see that potential in you. Like, nah, like he ain't where he want to be just yet, but he working towards that. I'm a rock with him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I see between that relationship. And it's dope to see, man. I like that. I like them as a couple, man. I wish them all the best. So shout out to them. That's what's up.
Here's my thing. Let me say this.
Okay.
Let me say this.
Oh, yeah, that's just my take on it. But go ahead. It's your
ladies,
turn.
Gucci Mane was a millionaire when he was going through all of that stuff.
Okay.
What I'm going to need y'all to do is stop playing rider for these broke men, because you are only enabling them and not empowering them. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
So,
I like that. All right. I
respect
that too.
It happens so much. Like, not saying that you can't be with a broke man, right? But it's ways to it. You can't just be taking care of him.
But what
you
I'm,
are
what
like
I'm
raising
is,
a whole other man. Like,
the thing I see with Gucci though, of course he had dollars and stuff like that, but his life was not in order. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
been, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
And
so she was just like, I can't,
he
in and out of jail.
To step in and make sure that he was straight, right? That's what that's the message I sent to my people right now. Like, look, I see some areas that you can polish up, and that's my job. You don't have to ask me to do
that. And that's what she did for him.
Because that's what I
evidence.
Want you to see. So you know, kudos to me. You know, I got a boo thing now. So,
okay.
Just feeling our way through this process, you know, like right now it's a lot, you know, it's a lot, but like I respect him for his realness. Like that's Jesus, like, man, that part about him is like what draws me to him the most. Listen, let me tell you something. You cannot choose your mate based on love. Like that, listen, you cannot choose your mate based on love. I say it, you cannot choose your mate based on love. I can marry somebody within 90 days of meeting them, as long as I see that their business is together. You said it before, marriage is a business. Let's handle the business portion of this situation. Do not choose anybody and marry them based on love. Love is an ever-changing emotion. That shit will change. You will go left. Then you want a divorce. Now you're giving these people your money. Now you bitter. Now you angry. And guess what? You're waiting to get married again. So you continuously keeping this business of marriage going, you know, through these white folks because you're not choosing your right mate. Like, it's not about that. Like, whoever I end up with got to be about their business, because come on. They got to be about their business. You got to match my hustle or go even harder, because I need you to do what you do. And sometimes when I start slacking, you know, hey, tighten up.
That's what I'm talking about.
It got to be business. And
you sharpen each other's swords. You know what I'm saying?
And he's definitely hungry. And I know, and I see where I can enhance his life at. And it's like, you know, let's make it happen. Like, you know, at that point, you ain't got to have no bunch of money. Like, you ain't got to be, like, you just got to have a hustle about yourself to be able to bring money in.
Yeah, exactly.
You got some men that don't even have that hustle, that can't even bring money in because they're so selfish. They want to continue to live the life that they have been living, so they ain't trying to bring shit to the table. They just looking for somebody that is going to settle and just be happy to be with them. Well, I don't care if I'm fat, if I'm back down to thick, whatever. I ain't settling for nobody. I don't have to. My track record just proves it. So, you know, shout out to that situation. And, you know, I'm being patient on that situation. But, you know, again, like I said, you got to be careful what you put on social media, because social media definitely plays a major part in your situation. Even if that's your man, listen, you don't want to be on social media broadcasting and you got a whole man. No real man ain't finna be okay with that. not a real man that got his shit together. You're not going to pull. You can't go from dealing with a little boy to dealing with a grown man and think that they're going to accept the same thing. They not. You know what I'm saying?
And here's where, you know, it's like,
I'm grown. I do what I want to do. You need to be by yourself because you still got to respect this man and respect his mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a man won't. A man want to know that he got somebody that somebody else won't, right? You know, you want to know that you got something.
And it's vice versa. That goes both ways.
Right. Exactly. So you can be sexy without being revealing. You can be turnt without being off the chart, it's just how you do things. Like, you know, Cardi B, she posted a picture of her naked from the side. You seen her thigh,
okay,
and her booty. You know,
I think
thigh,
I saw that.
And
nice
she married.
Peacock,
she got her husband. Her husband okay with that. You know, her husband. You know, they fuck, they doing their thing together. They sleeping with women together. So they got their understanding. They got their situation. When the whole world was against all that.
The whole world was against all that.
She stood in the paint. She said, y'all motherfuckers don't tell me what to do. That's my people's. You know what I mean? Who the fuck are you? Oh, man, you should leave him. But prime example, why are you in somebody else's fucking business, bitch? Sit down. That's their business. You can't dictate whether somebody leaves somebody or not. Just because you won't do it, that's why you single. Oh, if my husband, if your husband already cheating on you, you just don't know it yet, bitch. Sit down. So, like, I really have a project that's so super and supreme to this conversation. It's ridiculous. But, like, I think we have to do better than what we're doing right now.
Okay.
I see some shit on social media. And I'm like, it's my co-host over there. That's my other co-host. I see some stuff on social
media.
And I'm like, dang. It just don't hit me the same way. I see some women that have been naked on social media for years. I mean, a lot of years. Like, 6-7 years, you still naked. You still naked on social media? Like, at what point, like, how much of the same booty do you think that you're going to show somebody and they're going to be okay with? I don't really get that. I don't know. What is your take when you see, like I know you,
Go ahead.
I know you like seeing that type of stuff on social media. But if you weren't married, would you wife a woman that, you know, just pretty much bears all on social media? And what would be something that you look at? Would you be on your woman's social media? Would it be okay for her to post whatever she want to post? Or would that affect you?
All right, so savage gentleman in me. Here we go. All right, so first and foremost, I mean, right now, so I'm, you know, like I said, obviously it's no secret I'm married. So I don't have a problem like me. I'm just like, yo, do you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't get no judgment from me because you're not my wife. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, whatever you feel comfortable in doing. And that's why
we talking
I love
about your
like
wife.
Twitter. Oh, wait, hold on. So, wait, yeah, let me make sure I got the right question. You talking about my wife? Like, if my wife was. Say that, hold on. Ask me the question again. Let me just make sure I got it.
I said, if you weren't married to your wife right now, and you're dating, but you're potentially trying to find something to settle down with. Would you settle down with a woman that bears all on social media, that turns up on social, and everybody has their own opinion, folks. You know what I'm saying? These are just ours, you know. But would you settle down with somebody that bears all, that turns up, that does the most on social
media? Because look, all right, so here's a check game on this. Look, and this is going to come off. I don't mean to come off harsh or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But I got certain things that I might think of. And, you know, it comes down to, like, that old adage is this. I don't want nobody to get offended or nothing like that who's listening to me. But you can't make a whole housewife. You know what I'm saying? So what I mean by that is this. So if that, because that's going to bring certain energies. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm talking to this female, we're getting serious and stuff like that, and she's still doing that, that's thirst trapping. So when it's thirst trapping, it's going to be dudes always putting in their applications. And when I say putting in applications, they're going to be sliding into their DMs. They're going to be trying to floss a little something, you know, because that's what social media can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I slide into your DM, you check out my page or whatever, whatever social media platform you're on, be it Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know. So if you start checking for me, you seeing what I'm into. So what I'm saying is, with that energy, if you thirst trapping, and she might be like, okay, now I gotta see if she playing me. She might be like, okay, I like this guy, but this dude, now I got this. I don't know. It could be an NBA player or something like that, or whatever. So what I mean by you can't make a whole house fight, because she might just go with she's not even looking at like that connection that we may have. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might just be looking at it just for the materialistic value. And that's what I got to figure out. Like, if she is a materialistic female, or if she a female that, like, no matter what, nobody, no matter who comes into her life or whatever, like, she going to be down for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if somebody just comes in with more money than me or more or whatever, all of a sudden she just died. You old news. You know what I'm saying? This dude just slid into my DM and like he balling. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out. So I'm not. So I gotta look at that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not about to be played. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I'm looking at if I am talking to somebody that we're getting serious with. So if she thirst trapping and I see, because you know it's social media. So, and I don't read comments like that. But if I'm like, if I'm with somebody that and we talking and we getting serious, of course I'm going to be, and I see she posted something, I'm going to read the comments. So I'm seeing comments, dudes like, oh, yo, what's up? You know, this, that, and the third, like, oh, let me holler at you, or like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you putting that energy out there? Because when you put that type of energy out there, you're going to get that energy back. It's cause and effect. You know what I'm saying? That's a law of nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put in certain energy, so now you're going to attract certain energy. So to answer your question, no, because I already see, you know what I'm saying? It's going to, I'm already thinking three steps ahead. Like, nah, this ain't going to fly. You know what I'm saying? This ain't going to work. I ain't about to be played out like a chump. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting all my feelings into it, and she played me out, and I'm looking like boo boo the fool. You know what I'm saying? So nah. So yeah,
here's why I went there with this subject, right? Because I'm a realist, and when I was in the game, like I said, I was definitely not trying to be in a relationship with anybody, but I've seen this increase so much on social media. I've seen our women go after the attention, because you're getting attention that you have never gotten before, but these men are hundreds of miles away from you, so they're going to say whatever they want to say because they see it and they like it, but they don't take you serious for real. Like, they're not. You're going to have people that may kick it with you hard that's in that same field. Like, you know, if you selling something and he's buying, he may, you know, rock with you, but trust, like, he's rocking with somebody else. They don't really take you serious at that point. That's why you see most of these women, they're always saying they're single, or they're jumping from relationship to relationship, or they're saying my boo, but they don't never specify or get close to who my boo is, because they jumping from situation to situation, and they don't want y'all to see them switching up so much. That's not the image that you should follow as a woman. I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want to on your social media, but like I said, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. I'm on my social media, I dance, I'm covered up. I have plenty of videos that, you know, I got barely nothing on. I got thongs on, or, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing and I'm dancing, but that's not something that'll ever, you know, again in life, you know, like, not for me, hit social media. You know, certain things, you know, you sitting down on social media. Now, my career is predicated on real talk, sexual conversations. So when I'm having these conversations on Twitter, I was doing Twitter at the dark before they shook me up. When you have these conversations on Twitter, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm not saying, you know, ooh, I, you know, do this to it and I do that to it. It's saying, ladies, do you take care of your man? Do you make sure that he's taken care of before you walk out the door? Do you, you know, it's more on an advice level. Not sit here saying, oh man, you know what I do to the dick? You know what I do to this? You know, like that's kind of too much. So you got to think of what you are attracting, you know, and we get accustomed to the attention. And then we feel like, oh, okay, this is something that I need. You need attention, so you're going to do what it takes to get attention, especially when somebody else that's in your life is not doing right, and that's your escape goal. And that's how you end up with dude after dude after dude. You can't give a person your all, honestly, and with living your life like that. Like, when you with somebody, granted, before y'all get really serious, do you know how many times y'all going to break up to make up? Like, you going to go through some things, you know what I'm saying, before it really gets to be serious. You have to be willing. You can't be like, oh, well, there's so many women out here that I'm finna go over here. There's so many women out here I'm finna go, you know, do that. There's so many men out here I'm finna go with him, I'm finna go with that. Because it's really not. And when you find somebody real, you got to kind of stick to it and hold on to what it is that you got going on. You can't – it's not going to work for you thinking that, okay, it don't work. You ain't the one, so it's going to be somebody else. You got to invest into a business, right, in order for it to grow, right? When you plant seeds, right, in order for them to grow into that flower that you want to see, you got to, you know, invest time and water it, right? You have to invest into anything that you want to see grow. So, mamas, be mindful that, you know, that man that's showing you that he rocks with you, that man that's attentive, that man that's holding the conversation, that man that's, you know, that's in the forefront with you, he may not do everything that you like him to do at that time, but then you have to sit down and have a conversation like, okay, well, why are you not doing this and why are you not doing that? You have to invest in anything to see it blossom. So we got to stop breeding hoes and start breeding more queens. Like, you know, when you see a sister turned up, it's not like, oh, ooh, look at this bitch. She.
Well, you gotta have balance. You gotta have balance. You always gonna have some hoes.
Gotta have balance.
You always gonna have some queens. You gotta have balance, bro. We'll put it like that.
Everything that you can think that I am, I'm in the top 5% of great penis suckers. But you don't see me saying, oh, I do this and I do that. You don't see that. You know, like my career was based off of my oral game. You don't see me talking about, oh, you know, I could do this and I could do that, because I know that's not going to attract what I want. Just understand that the man that I end up with is going to be a very happy man when it comes to that aspect of life. Like, we got to start educating and stop congratulating the whole stuff. It was a blog today, Industry on Blast. They posted a picture of a young lady, and she was breastfeeding her baby, and she had a fupa going on. And she had milk coming out of her other breast, and it was just, you know, saluting the mothers, the bodies of mothers, and so many women have children and then they instantly go get surgery and then they post snapback, you know, the snapback is real, and you know, your first child, your body gonna snap right back. And I think this is just the things that people don't really get or understand, you know, how it works. And then some people just actually go and have surgery. But listen, the most beautiful thing in this world is to be able to create life. Okay, you're carrying life, you're nurturing this child, you're doing, even other women, all women can't even do that. So for you to just feel like your body is anything less than perfect after you have, I love my body, I love every stretch mark I got. Even though, you know, I lost my weight, the thing is that I still love my body. I made conscious decisions. You know, I didn't go get cut. I wasn't going to let anybody do, you know, anything to me that was going to further hinder my healing process. So, you know, what I'm saying is just appreciate who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because it can be worse. It can be worse. You can go get on the table and something really bad happen. You know, appreciate who you are. And social media is for all of these people to see you, but just understand that they probably flossing. They probably not living the life that they say that they living. I don't trust that's nobody true. That's posting their cribs and cars on social media. Believe
yeah,
it or not.
Got it, you got
when
it.
When you doing yeah. that, I feel like you're doing way too much.
Yeah, it's like if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to yeah.
And I know a couple of fakers. You know what I'm saying? And so you women fall for this. And you be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm finna go and I'm finna be. You just want to be a part of something, and I get that. But we got to stop, you know, congratulating hoes and start congratulating real women that's really out here trying to get it, that's natural body, you know. Yeah, I was blessed to have booty, you know, but that means that I'm just so accustomed to this attention. I've been getting this attention my whole life. So it kind of gets boring, sis. If you think you really want this attention, you really don't, because that's what people are going to target you for, you know, your body and what they feel like they can get. And you have to kind of set a precedent for yourself so that they understand, like, okay, she ain't going to give it up. And that's where I'm at. But do you know how long it took for me to set this precedent for myself? Do you know, like, I really had to be that bitch. I really had to be an asshole to these men and post them. And, like, I'm not that woman. You're not going to size me up like that. Because, you know, coming from my background, you know, they think, oh, this is going to be easy. And it's not going to be that easy. Like, right now, I would love to stop them up with a biscuit and gravy. But, you know, me getting what I want out of life means more than a temporary feeling. So
yeah,
I think
that. You don't want
that
a fast food type of relationship. You want something like, you know what I'm saying? You want that.
Hey, and that's
you
that.
You want something special.
That and smoke. Yes, he owes steak and potatoes and broccoli and cheese, honey.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, you want something.
Good things come to those who are patient, you know, and you just kind of got to. You kind of got to be patient with the process, especially when, you know, you're two people that are, you know, on a successful path. So, but, no, I wanted to talk to my ladies tonight about that because I think that we should do better with how we rock it. I want to see more dancing videos, but do you know that I do not like dancing videos when I see thongs, bare ass?
I do.
A butt neck.
Let me just part ways with her on that one.
You have a whole wife. You said your wife ain't finna do no bullshit like that. But if they ain't my wife,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck what she do. And this is
exactly.
the thing that ladies
I mean,
don't get.
I'm
like,
just gonna keep it 100.
Like,
yeah.
And then when he talk to you and put these sweet nothings in your ear, you think it's going somewhere, and it's actually not going anywhere, but you don't get it. He going to tell you what he got to tell you to keep the sex coming.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He going to keep the sex coming how he wanted to come. And that's really how that goes. When you start putting, more ladies start putting, not a price tag, but requirements on their box, you will see how much your sex life dwindles down. And most ladies can't even do that because they'll be like, you know what, I'm just finna go on and do it just to do it because they don't have the patience to wait it out. Like, they don't have the patience to wait it out. For I ain't finna wait this long to have sex. I am. I have proudly done it. You know, I'm ready, but I ain't willing.
I got you. Looking for the right person. So that's what's up. So, yeah, we're following your journey. You know what I'm saying, Miss Lovely Black? So you just got to keep us posted. You know what I'm saying? When that celibacy.
Man, listen.
And, you know what I'm saying? People want to know.
He ain't even going to be able to sit down good. I'm
going
to be on
wow.
that bus like a pit bull.
Wow.
He ain't even going, hey, baby. I'm just latching on him. You know, like, you were like, what the hell? He already be saying, what the hell? All the time. But, no, all jokes aside, man, you just kind of got to be patient and make sure it's the right situation going on and, you know, find this person
of-
that. What?
Speaking of social media, did you ever create a Tinder account or no?
Yes, I did.
You did? You got one. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want, you know. not only
I don't like
that,
it. I just you know, like,
you tried it. You're not feeling
it. Yeah, I don't like it. I just think that there's a false. I don't like social media dating. I like, you know.
Okay, you like that
dating.
Real one-on-one. One-on-one.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't
I
like
can get with that.
Not my
okay,
thing.
You know, being
anybody
the topic, I thought I should ask you that.
Anybody can be who they want to be, and then, you know, they slowly unravel the real story. So I prefer to sit back, get to know who you are, and, you know, kind of go from there. Like, man,
there.
You know, like, let's just see what's going to happen. Like, I'd rather go that way than to worry about a person lying to me. I'll respect you more if you're saying, look, babe, you know, I'm here. This is where I'm at. This is what I can bring to the table right now. And it's going to change. You know, I can respect that. Cause
that's
being
cool.
Real.
And you need that balance, too. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool. Because, you know, we definitely, that's why I love my generation too, you know what I'm saying? And I would say we come from like the same generation. So basically, our generation, you know, we saw that, you know what I'm saying? And
36
years old,
we do not come from the same generation.
I think we do. I think we do. So what I mean by that is, you know, in this generation, we before the social media and everything, you really did get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? You really got a chance to meet the person, talk to them on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I can remember back in the day where, you know, I just having some phone conversation. I just set up my little slow jams in the background. And, you know what I'm saying?
You
have like
old,
my voice.
You would be old slow jam. You went way back,
my Jonas
back
popping
when they
in the
had
background.
The boom box and you had to put the tissue in the top
of the
tape to record over. You got to press
together
the
ill tape. I got my bumping.
You went back to
Kelly,
those days.
You
know, that'll be playing
that's
those slow jams.
That was my whole point. So what I'm saying is, and that's when you really got it, because before social media and all that, you really got a chance to vibe with that person. You know what I'm saying? You might have met them at the mall or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how I used to be back in the day. But now, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is the millennial digital age, social media age that we're in now. And like a lot of people do meet on social media now. Like they meet on Tinder, they meet on Instagram, they meet on Twitter, they meet on Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? But was dope. I like what you said. Like, you know, you're like later for that. Like, with me, like I said, I know I'm married, but like I said, I like to keep my ears streets with everything as far as music, technology. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that you don't, because I see you do as well. But, you know, but I like what I was just saying. I love our generation because we saw the growth. Like, basically, our generation went from analog to digital, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just all digital. Like now, your little man right now, your two little men, they're gonna see nothing but digital. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. They're not gonna know nothing about analog. When you say like VCR or tape, they're gonna be like, huh? See, even a CD, they're gonna be like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's just a different thing. So, kudos to you. Like I said, I just threw that out there, and you just say, you know, that's not my thing. Like I swerve a different way. So I think that's dope. You know what I'm saying? We want to definitely keep that too. You know what I'm saying? Essence of just meeting people in a more organic way than just, you know, you just already seeing a profile and going from there. So I just wanted to say
right, because it's all lies and, you know, you just kind of be like, okay. Or if they are doing this, everybody's going to, ain't nobody going to post on there. I'm behind on my child support. I stay with my mama. come on. They're not going to really post for real.
That's true.
Sit back and just be friends and see how this goes, you know. But everybody's so
true.
Precious.
That's a good point.
And really, that's, you know, we got to take the sex out of it. I can't stress that enough to the people. Like, you know, take the sex out of it and you will see a whole different person. Trust me, I'm learning a very, very valuable lesson because I did not take sex out of the situation and I did not look deep as I should have been looking, and I was just going off of one person's story when I should have actually paid closer attention and I wouldn't be in a situation that I'm in right now. But I didn't do any of that, and now, you know, here I am, dealing with a very evil-hearted individual that, you know, I possibly, you know, can't do nothing about. But, yeah, so you know, when you see your friend turning up, you know, just got her right. You know, you don't have to be nasty. Just be like, you know, sis, why don't you put some shorts on and do that? Sis, you know, why don't you put a summer dress on and do that? You know, like, let's got them because, listen, let me tell you something. In the strip club, the woman that does not take off her clothes gets the most money. You know that.
That tease
the
factor,
woman
right?
that does not take off her clothes gets the most money because he ain't seen it. So he going to pay you till he see what he got to see. That's just like women in the strip club having sex for money. If you having sex for money, right, once you done had sex with this man, it's done. Now you sitting trying to have sex with whoever you could have sex with to get the money. Then you all in. You having sex every single night. You doing what you got to do. Because once you sleep with that one man, you know, that's his fantasy. Man, listen, I want to get that. So understand that you are a fantasy. And no matter how long ago, like, you could have been naked, you know, a year ago, and then you stopped that. You know, everything changes, and you still looking cute, and you still looking sexy, but you're not presenting yourself in the same manner. That desire will reoccur, you know. The desire is there. So the more you put out there for them, you know, you showing your booty, you doing this, you doing that, honey, that's going to get old. And then you have to reinvent yourself. Then you have to do more things. Then you have to go further. You know, that's like you have sex with somebody over and over and over again, over and over and over again. That's going to get old. You're going to have to learn how to suck it or take it in the back door. You know, I mean, life is what life is. You have to apply it across every aspect of life. So, you know, when you with your clothes on, you can get way more than your clothes off. You're gonna get a lot of attention with your clothes on. You're gonna get people inviting you to do this and inviting you to do that. But at the end of the day, you want the attention and to be able to go somewhere. You know, these people that's getting flown out, they ain't getting no money for real. They getting flown out, they getting the opportunity to say that they was with such and such or they was doing such and such. Only a small percentage of women actually getting money out here. Other women, they just living off this dream that you was flown out by such and such or you did this or you did that. It's not that serious, boo-boo. I say go for respect as opposed to going for living in the moment. And trust me, I don't have no problem.
What's up?
None. I don't have no problem.
Oh.
No problem at all pulling anybody. I don't have any problem dating. But the same men that will offer to fly you out for sex is the same men that says, well, I'm coming to your city. Let me take you out. You know what I'm saying? When you are genuine, they don't care about being seen in public with you. That's just the thing. A lot of people are seen in public with people, but, you know, you ain't got people that is, they ain't going too far left with it. They ain't like, oh, well, you know, I was with such and such, and, you know, it's all about what you do and how you do it. The only person you'll see me blast right about now is my son's father, because but other than that, you don't really see me talking about, you know, who this and who that. If at that point we get into an open type relationship and we at that point, then great. But I feel like that brings too much attention, too much of the wrong attention. So I don't want to go off and ramble, but, you know, I'm just telling you from what I know from experience, like if you carry yourself a little bit different, social media can influence a potential relationship, and it can actually tarnish your current relationship. And these are things that, you know, over time you learn and you see how people look at you and, you know, you grow from it.
That's
so
good.
Salute to everybody out there. If you are – I got a video on my damn Instagram that got like 45,000 views. My Instagram been popping lately, so, you know, kudos to everybody rocking with me on Instagram. But hit me up on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One, that's T-H-E-N-E-W, M-I-Z-Z. L-U-V is a Victor, L-I-B-L-A-C-K, the number one. On Twitter, it's Miss Lovely Back, the number one, M-I-Z-Z-L-U-V-L-I-B-L-A-C-K, the number one. And also, just make sure you already up to date on all of the books that I have out now, Confessions of a Back to Back Trilogy. That's 1, 2, and 3, and then Born to Be a Trap Queen, because we are coming with another one and another one.
I can't wait.
I don't even want to hear that. The whole point of me being at home is because I really, really want to work on these books some more. And get into the brim of being at home, getting everything situated. I'm like, if something is off, like, I'll wait until everything is perfect. Like, everything is where it's supposed to be. I don't know. But I'm going to start.
I'm like that way, too. But sometimes you got to jump into it. But I feel you, though. I'm that way, too.
I
understand. Sometimes
project,
you got to just go, though.
Get first into this project. And believe it or not, I don't know. Like I told you guys, it doesn't take long to write a book. Like, it really doesn't. You have people that will, if they're working with you, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, it takes this. It doesn't take long to write a book. It's the matter of. Literally, like, a book can be written in 2 days.
Damn, really?
Shit. It can be written in 2 days, yeah.
But you nice though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay.
The part that comes with it is the editing and, you know, all of that stuff. It doesn't take long to write a book.
That's
so,
the game.
You know,
right. This
is, it's so freaking amazing. You know, I think the hardest part for us was coming up with our flow on how we was going to co-author. Okay, how is this going to play out? You know, we sit down and talk about it, and you got to figure out how you're going to bring the book together because you got two people writing. So you got to take both parts and swing it in. So, you know, once you come up with that part, it's like, okay, one person, they write down what they want to say. And, you know, I tackle projects that I already have thought about. So, like, this series, not this series, but this project, it was a project that was near and dear to me, and I already thought about it, and I already knew what I was going to say. Those are the type of projects. But my partner, of course, like, he didn't hear about it until I spoke to him. So, you know, it's him getting his brain together. So it don't take long to do anything. And I just know that I need to get these other projects out that I have that's sitting on the burner because it's just adding up. It's three outside of this one. It's three. And so I just want to start pushing these damn books out, really.
get them shits out. Yeah, what's the term I'm looking for? Just that creativity out. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know what I'm saying? Put that out there. That's fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to all the authors out there. I got a author coming up that we're going to have on the show maybe next week or a week after that. You know what I'm saying? So. Definitely want to have, like, a book club aspect to the show, especially with Miss Lovely Black, you know what I'm saying, being the author that she is, you know what I'm saying? So that's just you know, good energy, good reading, and you know what I'm saying? Like, good stories, interesting
stuff.
Follow
my business page on Instagram.
Okay.
That way you can keep up with my business ventures, all of my business ventures at one point or another, paid and unpaid, because everything I do, I don't get paid for. You'll see my business ventures there. It's S, B as in boy, and A-N-D, another D, LLC. S, B, A-N-D, D, LLC. S, B, and D, LLC. Follow that on Instagram. And also on Facebook, you can like the page. It's a pretty blank page because I haven't started. I'm actually in the process of getting a logo done, and we were just brainstorming on which direction we wanted to go with the logo for that today as well. But you can like the page on Facebook. It's there. So anything, you know, the books, the radio show, music, you know, just certain things that you'll see. There, so you can stay up on that.
That's what's up. So we're bringing the show to a close. We got like 5 minutes. I teased the audience at the beginning. It's like a new segment I'm trying out. You know, this is real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And I just want to start pushing the envelope on certain things. I want to get some new guests on the show and stuff like that. So, Miss Lovely Black, I'm premiering this segment right here. So this is going to be my top 10 list of female adult stars that's in the industry. To me, these are the movers and shakers right now. That's just making it happen. And being, if you were in the industry as well, feel free to comment on a particular performer, I might say. And people out there, you know, tweet these performers, tell them, like, you know, let's get on the show, let's get on the real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. And, like, the way I kind of do the list, it's kind of like college football. So, you know, if a performer put out, like, a good work is getting, you know, viewed and talked about, then it changes. You know what I'm saying? If a performer stops performing and they kind of go into a dip, you know, fall back or whatever, then they might, you know, lose some slots. So I've only got, like, maybe about 4 minutes. Real quick, I'm going to run it down. So number 10, right, I got Jessica Grabit. So shout-outs to her. She came on the show a few months back. You know what I'm saying? We had a really good interview. So shout-outs to her, number 10. Number 9 is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Amethyst, I think is her name. Spelled Amethyst. Shout-outs to her. Number 8, I have Destiny Dream. Shout-out to Destiny Dream. I think she's out of Jersey, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. Number 7, Aaliyah Hadid. Shout-outs to Aaliyah Hadid. Number 6, I got Portia Carrera. She's been like an OG in the game, but still doing her thing, you know, going strong. I would like to see her in like some more popular like adult sites or whatever. Number 5, we got Bethany Benz. No relation to Mo Benz, but Bethany Benz.
Love
shout
her.
Out to her. Yeah, Bethany Benz. She got a DVD that's about to drop. That thing's about to change the game. Shout out to LT. She's got a feature with Elegant Angel about to drop. Number 4, Tori Taylor. Yo, she's fine. Like, Jamaican, dope. Yeah, keep doing your thing, Tori Taylor. Number 3, we got the porn star Dread, Julie K. Yo, she's definitely been on the come up. Number 2, I got Brittany White. Check her out. And number 1, Jenna Fox. She's been killing the game, man. Jenna Fox. I think the Fox is spelled F-O-X-X. So shout out to y'all. Like, so people out there, tweet these performers, let them know we want to get them on the show, we want to get their, you know, get their energy. So like I said, I'm gonna keep this segment going. You know, every couple weeks I might update it with a new list or whatever. So yeah, I just wanted to bring that to the table. So this is the top 10 adult female performers in the game, and you know, I'm gonna keep that going. So lastly, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm just gonna give you my shout out. So definitely. Follow me on my social media outlets, Twitter. You know, definitely I keep it popping on there. If you want to pop off, check me out on there. So it's MOBINNS on Twitter, Mo Benz.
How do you spell
What's that? Oh, I said So MOBINNS, no let's see what else we got. I know sometimes I say that. Then on Instagram, like I said, on Instagram, it's my personal account. It's a window into my life, so just keep it positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect on there. But that's Mo Benz as well, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And then also, too, like I said, if you want to get on the show, definitely get at me, MOBINNS@gmail.com for my email. So, yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
Salute to my awesome co-host, you know. And you keeping track of the time. When I initially sought out for a co-host, I just knew what vision I had for this show, and I knew that there was a certain balance and energy that I wanted, and you brought just that. And you're opening up more and more and more as time goes on, and I really appreciate
you
for coming to be a part of the show and being able to just grow, and for me to watch you grow on the show and open up more and more, you know, it's truly amazing. So thank you for your support, and, you know,
you.
It wouldn't be Ying without Yang, so, you know.
Word, that's what's up. We balance each other, man. This is dope. Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, for holding this down, giving me the opportunity to get down with you on this show. Shout out, you know, definitely salute.
Man, yeah, I mean, you're amazing. You're like the perfect fit.
You know?
Thing puzzle complete. So I hope you're ready because we're going to start webcamming really soon. I'm just going to throw that out there. I guess you got to come up with an idea on how you're going to hide your face when we start webcamming. But,
you know I'm going to do it.
I just, yeah. You got to come up with some type of face.
That's it. You got to meet me in person to see my face. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can't say that I'm a co-sign that because I know you slick nasty. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you have a productive week. Same time, same place next week. We're going to do it big. You know, I don't know. I'm freaky, so the topic may be for definitely adults only. But see you there next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Peace.
All right, everybody be safe. We'll see you next week.